Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. Over in the New Testament, we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, but we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth. He has promised a world filled with God's righteousness. You know, when I read this, I'm reminded that often when I preach a funeral or a memorial service, I have to point people to the recognition that folks that find their way to heaven out of the goodness and the grace of God, they would never leave that place to come back to this mess, no matter how much they love you. And this beautiful thought is that we have something to look forward to. We have a new heaven, a new earth that God has promised, a world that is filled with God's righteousness, and God's righteousness doesn't hang around with sin. So today, I want you to be able to speak to the Lord and say to Him, God, I'm so grateful for these three things in my life. Lord, I'm grateful that I have these three things that You provided me. Go ahead and share those with the Lord. And now I want to remind you that as we prepare to meditate, find a place of quietude and solitude. Let's take a couple of breaths to slow us down and let our soul come to rest and our mind be at ease. Let your muscles fall from that tense position into being completely relaxed. And prepare your heart and your head to receive the word and direction of the Lord as He wants to give you peace, power, and direction. Let's breathe. You ready? Breathe again. And now, my friend, I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Prepare your heart to hear the Word of God. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth. He has promised a world filled with God's righteousness. How great is that to look forward to a day of His righteousness forever and ever. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.